That was Lights Out. No, that was A Wolf in Cedar's Clothing from Ruby Singh's Polyphonic Garden, Suite 3. The fifth group is Will Regnier's Traces. Here is Lights Out.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
I'd like to report on the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play at this time. Three games were on tap for July 20th. The Hillsboro Hops jumped the host Everett Aqua Sox 7-3 at Funko Field in Everett, Washington. The visitors Eugene Emeralds defeated the Tri-City Dust Devils 5-3 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. And the Spokane Indians bested the host Vancouver Canadiens 8-6 with two runs in the top of ninth in Rogers Field at Napeli, Vancouver, BC. On July 21st, Vancouver walked off Spokane 7-6 as Brandon Orff hit a two-run double off Wellington Herrera. Everett walked off Hillsboro 5-3 in 11 innings with three runs in the bottom of 11th, highlighted by Caleb Kelly's two-run home run off Zane Russell, and Tri-City doubled up Eugene 6-3. There were two venue changes on July 23rd. The visitors Spokane shellacked Eugene 8-2 at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon. The host Hillsboro doubled up Vancouver 4-2 at Ron Tonkin Field in Hillsboro, Oregon. And Tri-City grounded the visitors Everett 5-2 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On July 24th, Eugene tripled up Spokane 3-1, Hillsboro doubled up Vancouver 4-2, Everett exercised Tri-City 9-4. On July 25th, Eugene edged Spokane 4-3, Hillsboro thumped Vancouver 13-4, and Everett bested Tri-City 9-6. There are three games tonight. Spokane continues in Eugene at 6:35, Vancouver renews in Hillsboro at 7:05, and Everett resumes in Pasco against Tri-City, also at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is currently in the second half. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, who won the first half, are also first in the second half at 19-8. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are second at 17-10. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are third at 13-14. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners. The Everett Aqua Sox is an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, are fourth at 12-15. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are fifth at 11-16. And the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, which play out of Anaheim, are last at 9-18.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student, not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible, or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
The Six Actors Rec Center's Maxed Out, the Tunas Stories We Tell Ourselves. I'd like to update on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of men's senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many players playing in the professional National Lacrosse League every winter. There was one game on July 20th as the Victoria Shamrocks shellacked the host Nanaimo Timbermen 11-5 at Frank Crane Arena. On July 23rd, the visitors Maple Ridge Barrage bested the Burnaby Lakers 8-6 at Bill Copeland Arena. On July 24th, Victoria frightened the host Langley Thunder 11-6 at Langley Event Center. On July 25th, the New West Salmon Bellies overwhelmed the visitors Coquitlam Aidenex 17-4 at Queens Park Arena. There is one game on tap tonight as Nanaimo hosts Coquitlam at Frank Rain Arena. The ball drop is at 7:30 p.m.
If you're a Canadian Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free, it's free, it's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Western Lacrosse Association. Here are the current standings in the Western Lacrosse Association. 2 points are awarded for a win with 1 point for a tie. The Victoria Shamrocks remain undefeated at 16-0, 32 points. Then there's a huge drop-off in the point parade. The New West Hammond Bellies are second at 8-8, 16 points. The Langley Thunder are third at 7-8-1, 15 points. The Maple Ridge Barrards are fourth at 7-8, 14 points. The Coquitlam Maidenhacks are fifth at 6-10-1, 13 points. The Burnaby Lakers are 6-5-9-1, 11 points. And the Nanaimo Timbermen are last at 4-10-1, 9 points.
At Inspire, we know a lot about Indigenous success. It's what we build together each and every day. We're one of Canada's leading nonprofits. Not only do we help erase the financial burden of post-secondary education costs for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit students across Turtle Island, we also provide access to future career and education prospects for Indigenous students through our Rivers to Success mentorship program. It's free to join. Register today for monthly events happening across Turtle Island. You'll get the latest information about your future post-secondary and career options. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Register today. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
I'd like to talk about the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. It had been the most polarizing topic in Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing city in British Columbia in the last 6 years. The then mayor, Doug McCallum, pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15th, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke's fight did not end right away, as her two petitions against the BC NDP government for a judicial review on being forced to continue with the SPS was rejected on May 23, 2024, followed by her acceptance of the court's decision on June 10th and culminated by an agreement between the BC NDP government and Surrey City on July 10th, according to a BC government news release, where Surrey will receive $30 million a year to 2029, when a financial guarantee of up to $20 million if the SPS salaries are higher than the RCMP may kick in and continue until 2034 for a total of up to $250 million. Surrey will fully support the transition to the SPS and not impose a police tax in the next decade. In addition, according to the BC government news release, the SPB budget, originally requested at $141.5 million, fits within Surrey's financial budget and will hire 526 officers by the end of 2024, 67% of all Surrey police officers. On July 22nd, according to Tom Sitarek of Surrey Now Leader, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke will hold a BC Premier, David Eby, and Solicitor General Mike Farnworth to their word on Surrey taxpayers being not out of pocket for the SPS, but if the costs exceed what the BC government is providing Surrey, the city will inform the Solicitor General. But if they don't pay any more for excess, the city will have to raise taxes. Locke also pointed out that if the NDP loses in the next provincial election, slated for October 19th, the next government could kill the current SPS deal, but help Paul Tsuri for more than $250 million. Locke also said there will be a police transitional update prior to every meeting, before scheduled meetings in September, via corporate reports, when a Tsuri City budget review for the police transition costs will also be done. On July 25th, the SPS held a job fair at Tsuri Sport and Ice Complex, joining over 100 exhibitors. According to the Twitter page of Bruce Ralston, the NDP MLA for Tsuri Wally. Later on July 25th, Tsuri's Black, African, and Caribbean Committee, the Tsuri BAC, followed up a letter they sent to Tsuri, the BC Province, Tsuri RCMP, Tsuri Police Service, Transit Police, and others on July 15th via Sobia Momam of Peace Arch News. The SPS was the only entity to respond to the BAC letter with a meeting request. The Tsuri BAC released a statement which said the SPS asked for the Tsuri BAC's concerns outlined in the letter on top of being a national and public awareness, where the Tsuri BAC wants to know what the SPS and Tsuri City are doing to address the concerns. The Tsuri BAC are hoping that the police departments, the city, and province to admit that the Black community, disproportionately impacted by policing across Canada, were not initially engaged. While the Tsuri BAC is open to collaboration, organizations need to admit that the Black community was not consulted over the years. Otherwise, it's disingenuous to respond to their letter. There are several updates today. The SPS Twitter page wrote that they will be recruiting a surgeon to be their first media relations officer, who will lead uniform presence for TV, radio, and print media, providing public safety information on behalf of the SPS. Also, the Tsuri Police Board announced today to their Twitter page that the next SPB meeting will be on July 31st at noon. The agenda package is here, where the, just looking down at the numbers if possible. Well, the SPS budget summary is $141.5 million, a little bit over that. The year-to-date expenditure summary up till June is $43.882,637. So the SPS has spent $38.36 million on employee salaries. Okay, the SPS has spent $38.36 million on employee salaries, benefits, and board compensation, the biggest in the $43.882 million expense. At the end of June, the SPS had 420 active employees, 371 sworn members, 42 regular and permanent civilians, and 7 temporary civilians.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Thank you for listening to episode 28 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BCSPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BCSPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.